Wednesday is Dan Rather's last night as anchor of the CBS Evening News. He'll become a full-time correspondent for the program 60 Minutes Wednesday. He'll be leaving the anchor position on his 24th anniversary in that job, but not exactly on his own terms. NPR's David Folkenflik explains.
For more than four decades, Rather cast himself as the ultimate reporter. He was an everyman-turned-adventurer, chasing natural disaster and scandal. He reported on the Kennedy assassination, Watergate. He took on presidents, snuck into combat zones in Vietnam and Afghanistan, and he interviewed dictators. When challenged, Rather seemed never to back down. Some Republicans have hated him for the past 30 years for confronting President Richard Nixon at televised press conferences. But Sandy Sokolow says it sealed Rather's status in popular culture. Sokolow was Rather's first executive producer on the Evening News.
It gave us, CBS News and Dan Rather, a certain notoriety we couldn't have gotten any other way. And it gave us a spotlight, and it made us stand out compared to the others.
In 1981, Rather was chosen to replace the most trusted man in America, CBS News anchor Walter Cronkite. At first, Rather lurched about. He wore a sweater instead of a suit for a bit, trying to seem more human. And there was that brief stretch during which he signed off with the word, courage. Some critics say he's too heated for the cool medium of broadcast television. Vice President George H.W. Bush once baited him into a shouting match on the air, and Rather had a style distinctly his own. No other network anchor would have explained Al Gore's presidential hopes as Dan Rather did. Quote, "Well, we've said it many times. If a frog had side pockets, he'd carry a handgun." So he telegraphed his discomfort as an anchor. He eagerly did stories for news magazines 48 Hours and 60 Minutes Wednesday, and he did a daily radio commentary. But Rather's ultimate stumble came in the role of reporter. A 60 Minutes Wednesday story about President Bush's military service turned out to be based on documents that CBS hadn't verified. Rather was the correspondent on the story, and he defended it under fierce attack, but the network had to retract the story. Conservative critics called for Rather to be fired, and he decided to retire rather than wait for CBS to decide his fate. NBC Nightly News anchor Brian Williams used to work for CBS. People shouldn't judge Rather simply by the disastrous Bush story, Williams says.
The way he is exiting from the stage reminds us why we have history books and historians, to take the long view.
Until CBS decides who should replace him, Chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer will be the anchor of the Evening News. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.